God bless you all again. Amen. I'm going to ask that you turn your Bibles to Matthew's, the 8th chapter. And I'll be reading verses 7 through 10 and also verse 13. So that's Matthew's 8 and 7 through 10. And the scripture reads, it's a very familiar passage of scripture. It says, "And Jesus saith unto him, Praise God, I will come and heal him." I want to start a little bit further up. Praise God. All right, let's start at verse 5. So again, Matthew's 8th chapter, verse 5. It reads, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him," in other words, begging him. And this is what he said. He said, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." Verse 9 says, "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And I say to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And I'm going to skip down to the 13th verse. And it says, "And Jesus said unto the centurion, Well, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour." In other words, he said, just speak the word only. That's all you need to do. And my servant will be healed. And the topic for this evening is, you guessed it, speak the word. Speak the word. See, the centurion, he recognized that Jesus, being the Son of God, who not only talks with authority, but he demonstrates the power to bring about change. And whatever the change needs to be happen, that Jesus had the power. He spoke and change happened. And that's what we need to be able to do. As the scripture says, speak the word. Speak God's word. Speak it in faith and believe that it's going to come to pass. And the Bible says it shall come to pass. Praise God. Listen, I want to slow down a little bit. I'll get too far ahead. It said, listen, although the severity of his servant's sickness, it was serious. Yes, it was. He was paralyzed. And he said, grievously tormented with that sickness. But the centurion, he recognized the fact that God the Father was with Jesus. And Jesus' authority had power. It was so powerful that all he needed to do, just speak the word. And you and I, we have God's word. We have God's word to apply to whatever situation is going on in our lives. I don't care what it is that we're going through, whether it's domestic trouble, whether it's financial trouble, whether it's healing that we need of, whether it's trouble on the job, whether you don't have a job. No matter what the situation is, there is an answer in the Word of God, and when we find that Word, then that's what we need to speak. Speak it out and speak your deliverance. Amen, somebody. See, Jesus explained to the disciples, you know, when they questioned him about the withered fig tree. He said, how come? It was, you know, when we came through this morning, you just cursed it. But now, look, Jesus, the fig tree is withered. And this is what Jesus said. For verily, or truly, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, you hear that? You got to believe this. But, he says, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, Jesus says he shall have whatsoever he saith. Wow, that's powerful. The next verse says, therefore, after Jesus told him that, therefore, I'm saying unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Look at that. This is what he's saying, whatsoever things you desire. In other words, the things that you are praying, you're asking God for. And he says, and you have to pray. But considering all that you're asking in God's will, considering that you stand forgiving anybody, you don't have any unforgiveness in your heart and that type of thing. But if you just ask God what it is that you have need of, and when you pray, believe it. That's what he's saying. Believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Jesus didn't say, pray the problem or the trouble. He didn't say that. Pray the problem. In other words, for example, when we have so many shootings and all in the world, he knows that. He knows the shooting. But let's pray us the solution. Pray that the salvation of their hearts. Pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will capture and woo in the hearts of the wayward people, of our young people, praying for them. That's what he said. Pray the answer. Pray what you desire. See? He says, what things you soever you desire. So pray the desired outcome. Amen. And then believe that you receive it. And the scripture says, we shall have them. Amen. The centurion said, my servant is sick. He just simply said, my servant is sick with the palsy. All you got to do, Jesus, just speak the word. You don't need to come under my roof. I'm not even worthy for you to come under, but just speak a word. And my servant shall be healed. Listen, this is what we do here on this Dream Team prayer line. We speak the word of God. We pray one for another. There are names that we've called. We may not say necessarily, well, this is wrong with this person, that's wrong. Listen, all we need to do is God knows what's wrong, but just they need to be healed. So we want to pray and ask God for their healing, their complete healing. We want to declare the healing upon them. Amen. As the scripture has said. Amen. So therefore, in Luke 18:41-42, Jesus asked the blind man. He asked him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What do you want me to do? And the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He didn't necessarily say, Lord, I'm just blind, I can't see anything, and I just try to see it. I can't. No, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. In other words, thy faith has made thee whole. So in other words, we want to ask. In other words, whatever your desire is, ask it. And believe. The scripture says, if you believe it and doubt not, you're going to have it. And then just receive it. You shall have whatever you say, whatever you believe God for. Amen. Let's talk about we talk about speak the word. That's what we're talking about. We want to learn to pray God's word. Amen. Pray the expected outcome. Hallelujah. Believe God. So in Hebrews 4:12, the word says, about God's word, he says, for the word of God is quick. That means it's living. And then it said, it's powerful. That means it's effective. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's pretty sharp. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word with the Spirit of God gets in, knows the spirit of man. It gets in between the hidden places and even the intents of the heart, the thoughts. It is a discerner of the thoughts even before we even think it. We're talking, that's how powerful the word of God is. Quick. That word quick is living. Amen. So it's important to pray the word. And the scripture tells us, put God in remembrance of his word. Yes, he told us we could do that. Why? Because, see, God honors his word. He esteems his word highly, even above his own name. Now, that's powerful. Praise God. And then God watches over his own word to perform it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then in Psalms 147 and 15, the Bible says he sends forth his commandment or his word upon the earth. And then the scripture says, and his word runs very swiftly. In other words, to accomplish all that is set out there to do. See, God's word, again, is not going to go out and return unto him void, but it will accomplish all that God has purposed it to do. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Speak the word. Say that. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Speak God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the word of God is alive. Powerful. The word of God accomplishes what it's sent to do. God's word has purpose. So therefore, speak that word. Speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you know that, let's talk about our words. You know, our words are important as well. The scriptures tell us that our words have power. Yes, it does. In Proverbs 18:21, it tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You see, if you want to eat the fruit of your spoken word, then you must speak life. Because if you speak negative, if you speak down, if you speak that anything that's not of faith, then you're not going to prosper in it. Praise God. Praise God. Remember this, simple as this. What you speak about is what you bring about. It might rhyme, but it's the truth. What you speak about, if you say, you know what, and we're all guilty of this. I know I am sometimes. I say, you know what, I feel like a cold is coming on. I don't know, I feel like an ache in my shoulder and everything. Guess what? I just spoke that. I just spoke it. And before long, yeah, it's full blown. See, what you speak about, you bring about right from your words in your own mouth. So we need to speak life. We need to speak that, okay, maybe you do feel, we do feel maybe sickness coming on. But instead of just speaking about the down part of it, the sickness piece of it, we need to say, Lord, I thank you that my shoulder is healed. I thank you that my body is healed from any kind of cold or viruses or whatever. And then be able to know how to speak God's word and bind whatever it is from coming upon you. In other words, you can speak. It says, now sickness, you have no place in my body. You have no room. There is no room for you here because the power of God lives in this body. And by his stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I'm already healed. Let me tell you what. You speak that word as God says to speak it, as the scripture tells us to speak that word. Then we begin to live in life in of abundance. We begin to see that word come to pass. We begin, as I said a few weeks ago, walk out your faith, living that faith. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Amen. It all goes hand in hand, speaking that word, because what are you going to have faith in if you don't know the word of God? When you know the word of God, you hear that word and believe it and expect it to come to pass. Say amen to that. Glory to God. So remember, what you speak about is exactly what you bring about. Speak blessings over your life. It means to speak or to declare the powerful word of God that invokes the blessings of God on the life of another. I'm going to say it again. When you speak or you declare the word, it's the powerful word of God that it brings about the blessings of God, hallelujah, on the life of someone else, including yourself. See, it's the power of spoken blessings that comes from God, who himself said, have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. You can read that in Ephesians 1 and 3. So really learn to speak God's words. And as I said, learn to speak faith confessions. What is that? That's just the word of God. Speak it, let it come to pass, and put it into action. We could say, for example, and I want you to speak this with me. I know I can't hear you right now because the lines are muted, but Jesus hears you. God hears you. If we get in the habit of speaking the blessings of God, we can bless ourselves through his word. Speak it. Amen. And this is what I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I thank you because I believe. My hands are blessed to be used by you. My ears are blessed to hear and obey your words. Father, my mind is blessed to meditate on your word day and night. My feet are blessed to go where your spirit leads me. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy that follows me every day of my life, in the name of Jesus. And I declare it so. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, isn't that blessed? Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I enjoy it. I enjoy just reading that word, but hearing that word. See, you're grabbing whole faith. You're speaking blessings. You're confessing it over. You're saying, yeah, my hands are blessed because, God, you're going to use. I use them for your glory. My ears are blessed to hear what the, and obey your words. Hallelujah. Amen. My mind is blessed to meditate on your word day and night. All this is in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My feet are blessed to go where the Spirit leads me. This is the speaking the word. Speak the word. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite scriptures I love, and I'm getting ready to go into prayer, but it says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and I've said this before for you all, it's so personal, and I made it personal for myself as well. And the scripture says, and God is able, he's able to make all grace abound to me, so that I, having all sufficiency in all things, no matter what it is, at all times, that I may abound in every good work. Hallelujah. You could do the same thing because that's God's word. He said, put me in remembrance of my words. So there you go. We're speaking his blessing. Like the centurion says, all you have to do, Jesus, just speak the word only. And I know my servant would be healed. And the Bible said he was healed the same hour that Jesus spoke the word. Amen. So we're getting ready to pray, and we just believe God that healing is taking place for all the people that we named on this sick list. We believing God. We gave him praise for the young people that were healed, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and we continue to give God the praise. So praise God. I trust you will bless and that you will put this word into action. Speak the word. It's not important. My word is not important. Your word is not important. But it's the word of God that is going to make the difference. The Bible says he causes his word to run swiftly to accomplish all that is set out there to do. Oh, let's pray. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you. We come before you with praise and glory and honor. God, we just honor you because you are worthy to be praised. We honor you tonight, God, because you have given your word to us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path, God. We thank you, God, for the sincerity and the clarity and the revelation by the Holy Spirit of your word. Father, we just don't want to quote the scripture, but we want to live the word. We want to see it come to pass. And Father, I thank you for the teaching tonight. And I thank you, God, and I believe, Father, that there people on this line tonight, somebody has received, someone has caught hold of faith. There is somebody whose eyes have come open tonight, including my eyes. God, that we will walk into your light. We will walk into the light of your word. We know that your word is powerful. Father, we thank you, Lord, because it's the same Holy Spirit word that moved upon the face of the deep in the beginning. God, you spoke and you created. And Father, we thank you right now, for you change not. You said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Father, Jesus, you said, you're the same yesterday, you're the same today, and you're the same forever. And Father, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. I do thank you for your promises. Oh, God, I thank you for everybody that is on this prayer line tonight, every representative, Father, their homes and their loved ones and everyone that's attached to them. Father, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will just reign over them, God, and God, move in such a special way, Father, that we grow in you, that we have become, that you grow us up in you, that we grow up and you take us to the next level in you. Elevate us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps tonight, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, and even those that have called and said that they need prayer, and the ones that are on the prayer list tonight, Father, send your word. Send your word and heal. We send your word, and God, and find the spot that they need most, that they need your favor tonight. Send your favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Allow your word to run swiftly and carry out the purpose of God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We just praise you. We honor you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for healing everyone. God, you know them one by one. You know us collectively. You know us individually. God, have your way. Father, send back testimonies, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you may receive the glory. You may receive honor and praise. It belongs to you. Father, we thank you for the liberty. We thank you for the freedom in the spirit. We thank you for abundant life tonight. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. God, we thank you, Lord, for healing and delivering us, for ascending on the right hand of the Father, where you make intercession for us tonight. For that we say thank you. And we glorify you tonight. We praise you for victory, God. We praise you for deliverance. We praise you, God. We thank you for salvation tonight. And Father, we stand in the gap, and we stand and we believe. We join our faith and hearts together tonight and believe for those that need salvation, that need the blood of Jesus applied to their life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know the promises that you have given us. You said not only would we be saved, but you would save our household, that you would save our children, you would save our offspring, God. Father, we pray and we believe and we declare that those that need to be saved, that they will receive you. Father, they will cry out, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you will send, we will send someone cross their path that will give them a word, that will show them how to be saved, that will call and call, ask them to call on the Lord and to show them the way, God. We call it so, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we stand and believe. We thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for those that need salvation and deliverance and healing, God, that prosperity, God, that their soul would prosper, Father. Hallelujah. You said you would that we prosper even as our souls shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, because if we believe your word, we receive your word, our soul has to prosper. God, right now we declare and we decree the favor, your favor upon God's people, your favor upon all those that connected with us, God. Hallelujah, that we will go forth and show forth your salvation, that people will see our good works, and then they will turn and give their life to you and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, God, and your praises are continually to be in our mouth. Father, we pray, God, that you will bless those, God, that are unable to make it out to the service, God, that you would just provide a way that the word would get to them, that they will be comforted, God, that they will be delivered, God. Oh, God, that they will just feel the warmness of the Holy Spirit. Use us, Lord. Use us. Use us as we pray, as we believe you, that you will use our hearts, that we use our minds, you will use our ears, you will use our feet to be used by you, God. It's such a blessing. Hallelujah. For we have to work while it's yet day, because when night comes, no man can work. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We realize that we're on assignment. Everyone that's a believer, we are on assignment. And Father, to do your will, to be witnesses, we witness it to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you bless every member of our church, bless every person that comes through those doors, every person that drives up on the grounds, God. Let your will be done, that you will say, continue to bless our young people, continue to draw them in, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will raise up a generation that will not take down, that will stand on your word, that will believe the truth, that will carry forth your word and carry forth your truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All, God, that we set our hands to do, even in our church, let it be blessed, God. You multiply the things that need to be multiplied. We thank you, God, because all of our needs are met, and they're met by your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for our pastor tonight. Bless Pastor Ollie Bolden. Strengthen him as he stands and preaches the word of God, as he teaches it up, just like it is, God, that he is in season and out of season, God. Hallelujah, that he will preach boldly what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, use him to your will, to your glory. Let him be that example for all the ministers and all the people in our church, that we will grow together, we will learn together, and that you will get glory and honor out of our lives, Father. We bless. God, we just ask that you bless not only our church, but every church that's living for you, that's sincere. God, we ask that you send a pillar of fire that will just engulf us, God, a Holy Ghost fire. Father God, the things that we need to just drop off, the things that are those little no-harm things, those heavy weights that we need to let it go, God, we release it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for every family. I thank you, Lord, that you are drawing us closer to you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You do not have every child. You do not have our minds, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you're giving us a life, life internal. Hallelujah. Eternal life, hallelujah. And a sound mind. We bless you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you that they're protected as they go to school. We thank you that the blood of Jesus hovers over the school bus. It hovers over the school room. Hallelujah, and the teachers and the faculty. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just pray that the blessings of God, even upon our services and our protection, Lord, even the counties in which we live, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost will rule our counties, we rule our state, rule our government. God, we thank you that you will send godly people that will take a stand for your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you tonight. We thank you that all that we need is in you. We bless you, Jesus. When you said it is finished, you said, Father, it is finished. That the plan of salvation is complete for us, and we praise you, God, for all of your blessings, all of the joy that fills our soul tonight. We thank you, Lord. And Father, if there's anything in our lives that's not like it, we ask that you take it out. Father, just cleanse us. Hallelujah. Father, help us to take inventory on a daily basis and look to see how much more we need to grow closer to you. Make us to love you even more. Give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, for you said we shall be filled. Oh, we love you tonight. We love you tonight, hallelujah, with the everlasting love. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your unconditional love for us. We just receive your word, and we just thank you, Lord. We will speak your word. We will, instead of mumbling and complaining, oh, God, we will speak your word, God, hallelujah. We will speak it in faith in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your word will be hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. And for that, God, we give you praise. For that, God, all these blessings we are asking in Jesus' name, and we are glorifying you. Hallelujah. Our expectation, it comes from the Lord. Amen. We say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To everyone on this line, amen.
Thank
glory
you,
to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give God the praise. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
it is so. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the answer. Hallelujah. We thank you for your covering tonight. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We thank you. We're going in a higher height and a deeper depth in you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you tonight. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, my God, and my time, as Pastor always says, my time is all about gone. And I do praise God for you all. Thank you for calling into this Dream Team prayer line. And I thank you for your prayers. I believe there's somebody here that's on this line that prays for Pastor and I, that prays for our church, that prays for the body of Christ at large. We have to pray one for the other. Amen. If it's ever a time we need to pray, it is now. If it's ever a time that we need to preach a word for God, it's right now. Hallelujah. We glory to God. And we thank him for all that he has done. Let me remind you that we have corporate prayer this Sunday. It's second Sunday, and corporate prayer will be at the Petersville Baptist Church, 10:30 a.m. until 10:50. And then immediately following at 11 o'clock is worship, in-person worship, and also park and praise. Hallelujah. Also, let me remind you, of course, today is Wednesday. That's a no meat, no sweets day. And make sure you have purpose. When you're fasting, make sure you've got purpose and you present those purposes. Speak that word to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are believing God. Amen for results. Amen. And then, you know, every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Pastor Ollie Bold is ministering on the Facebook Live, and also Minister Joseph is ministering on the fourth Tuesday night. And also, of course, every Wednesday at 7:30 is our Dream Team prayer line and prayer call. And also, I'll be ministering. And then on the fourth Wednesday night is our Minister Cheryl Bolden. We just thank God. We thank God for our church family. We thank God for the love of God that keeps us each and every day. All right. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'd have been to church tonight. Hallelujah. Just sitting right here in my office. I don't know where you're sitting at, but I'm going to tell you what. We can give God the glory, and we can know that we can speak his word, and we got the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. Be a blessing to somebody else. Remember to invite others to come on this prayer line. See, that's part of speaking that word. Speak the word that other people can be blessed. Invite them to come. Invite them to come to church. Invite them to partake and receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. I love you. Pastor loves you. And we are praying that we will see you all real soon. Have a blessed night. I love you. And good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.